Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. Amen. And many apologies to you for missing our Wednesday word. And then today is just entitled Today Word. Glory to God. Amen. This is our Wednesday word on Thursday. So I just called it today. Glory to God. Amen. We are coming from Matthew again, looking at the Beatitudes. Glory to God. Those happy are they. Those fortunate are they that do this. Happy are they that do that. Glory to God. The Lord was laying it out before us. Amen. That plan for prosperity. So many today, amen, are preaching a prosperity plan that does not belong to God. But the Lord paves the way before us for prosperity, for life. Amen. For life that will transition us into eternity. Amen. That will give us fortunate circumstances and show us how to go through this life and still remain safe, still remain prosperous, amen, with our peace intact, with our love intact, with our righteousness intact, with our holiness intact. Glory to God, with the peace of God, amen, the godliness, amen, that he has given us, all of that intact. Amen, because the Lord has paved the way before us. He's given us his word. He's shown us the truth. He's given us his standard, standards of holiness and righteousness, standards that are true and that are just. Glory to God. Amen, his righteousness and his justice, they walk together. Glory to God. And the Lord has laid it out before us in his word, a set of boundaries and instructions, amen, a set of words that are life, amen. The word of God lets us know it is a living word, and it is spiritually discerned, amen. That means that you must have the Spirit of God on the inside in order to understand what the word is saying. Anybody can't just pick up the word of God and understand everything that it contains. Amen. That's why so many are confused and so many say that it is redundant or that it doesn't make any sense, or I don't understand what he's saying. It didn't seem normal to them. And that is because they haven't taken time to study the word. The word even lets us know about that. Amen. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory to God. We have to rightly divide the word. So first we need the Spirit of God on the inside so that we understand what it is that the speaking to us, because the Spirit speaks to our spirit. It is spiritually discerned. Amen. We are spirit beings. Glory to God. We are spirit beings, and the Spirit speaks to our spirit. So in order to understand what the Spirit of God is saying, our spirit must be filled with his Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Amen. Blessed are the meek is our topic today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise, O God. For you, O Lord, are the true and the mighty. You are the true and the living. You are the one who created all things. Amen. You are the one who makes the way for us. Oh, my God, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, Lord God, and we honor you today. We give you glory and we give you praise for all that you are, oh God, and for all that you've done already, and even for that you are about to do, because we understand even by your word, Lord, that you are constantly moving on our behalf, constantly rearranging things on our behalf, constantly moving so that we will be found in right fellowship, so that we will be found in a place to be blessed. Oh, Lord, we give you glory on this day, Lord God, that you do shake us and reposition us, that you do shake us and realign us. You wake us up from our sleeping from time to time, amen, so that we can see the light and not be swallowed by the darkness that is all around us. God, we give you glory and we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you praise for this great salvation that you've given to us. We give you glory and we praise you, oh God, because you are the light, and the light, oh my God, is in us. Glory to God. Lord, you could have left us in the midst of our despair. You could have left us in a place that was deadly for us, but you lifted us up out of the muck and the mire and gave us a place, amen, of life and a place of good standing in your spirit. And you are constantly, oh Lord, constantly, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord, constantly bringing us back to the place. And then even as we move off to the side from time to time, Lord, you're constantly repositioning us. And I guess I'm a little stuck on that part because I give glory to you, Lord, because you keep doing it and you do it again and again and again. Amen. Those things that you did before you in olden days, as they would say, amen, you're still doing today. You love us so much. You love us so much that you continue to warn us. You love us so much that you continue to push us back into place. You love us so much, oh my God, that you've given us your spirit. Glory to God, so that we can be called the sons of God. Lord, we honor you today as we go forth in your word. Awaken our spirit, Lord God, to all everything that is true, everything that is holy, everything that is godly, everything that is you, Lord God, so that we submit to you fully, 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 oh God, surrender everything that we have, Lord, because nothing on this earth, nothing, Lord God, that we could possibly ever hold on to is greater, nor will it ever be greater than you. Oh God, help us in this hour, even right now, Lord God, and open our ears that we hear what you're saying to us even right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our scripture tonight is Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, and it is, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. We have been working through, amen, the Beatitudes. Amen. We're on verse number 5 today. Amen. And as we have heard in past words, on Wednesday words, that word blessed is Makarios, and it means happy or fortunate. Amen. Happy and fortunate are you. Happy and fortunate are the meek. Glory to God. That word meek is praus in this scripture. Amen. And I'm going to give you some other scriptures as we go forward, because there are different variations of this word. Amen. And I want you to kind of understand them all, because they all basically mean the same thing, but each variation adds something. So you need to hear that, and we need to understand that, because all of that, amen, is a part of who we are in the Spirit of God. All of that is a part of what the Lord wants, amen, to work into us. Amen. In order to work that into us, amen, he has to work the sin nature out of us. Amen. Paul said for us to mortify our flesh daily. So daily, amen, we are part of our fleshly nature, a part of our sin nature is dying off, and the Spirit of God is becoming more and more alive in us. Amen. The Spirit of God is moving, amen, in us and becoming more and more alive. Because remember, this is a living, amen, a living word, amen, and the Spirit of God most certainly is alive and well. Our temples, our bodies, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, amen. No longer are we our own, amen. So we are being transformed, amen, into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what we want to do. That's exactly where we want to be. This word for meek is the word praus. And it actually is spelled in the same way as pray, but it's the word praus. And it means gentleness or, catch this, it means gentleness or the opposite of self-interest or self-assertion. It means mild disposition. You know, so many times we want to defend ourselves, so we always want to clap back at somebody that says something, but the Word of God actually tells us to do the opposite. It actually tells us, amen, to be slow to speak, swift to hear. Amen. So we should be swift to hear and slow to speak. We can't clap back at people when they say things. The Word of God tells us, amen, to be meek. Amen. It blessed are the meek. And meekness is also a fruit of the Spirit. So when the Spirit of the Lord is in you, amen, and the Spirit of the Lord is moving and he's changing you into his nature, into the nature of Jesus Christ, he is transforming us, amen, into light. Glory to God, because the Lord, he is light. So the Spirit is transforming us, and one of the fruits
amen, of the Spirit of God being in us and us being transformed by the Spirit of God is meekness. And that meekness is a gentleness or a mild disposition. So it also means the opposite of a self-interest. So it's more altruistic. And it also means the opposite of self-assertion. Amen. So we have to keep in mind, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So anytime we want to clap back at somebody, we should not. Amen. Because the Spirit of the Lord is not. I mean, the Word of God is telling us that that is a part of that fleshly nature. We don't want to remain in our flesh. We want the Spirit of the Lord to take control. Because we keep in mind, amen, that when we came to the Lord, when we received the Spirit of the living God on the inside, the Holy Ghost, when we received the Holy Ghost and fire, this body, we belong to him. We were bought with a price, and these bodies now belong to the Lord. So no, you do not have a right to clap back at somebody, amen, because we don't belong to ourselves anymore. The Spirit of the Lord is on the inside, so we are being transformed into his likeness. Amen. The word lets us know not to be conformed to this world. Now the world, amen, they clap back at people when they say something, or they, you know, they snap right back at them. They read them like the public library, however you want to put it. Or they cuss them out, and they do all manner of evil against one another when somebody hurts them or when they're contrary or offensive. But we cannot move in the same manner because the Spirit of the Lord is in us, and he's not just here for us, but he's here that we might be a light in the earth and that we might be salt. Amen. Glory to God. That we might flavor the earth, amen, with the righteousness, the holiness, the godliness, the truth of God Almighty. And part of that, amen, is that fruit of the Spirit, meekness. Blessed are the meek. Glory to God, for theirs, for they shall inherit the earth. Glory to God, having a little bit of a technical difficulty here. Glory to God. Amen. Proverbs 15:1. I want to go a little bit faster here because I don't have a lot of time. Amen. Proverbs 15:1, it says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh words stir up anger. And we know that's the truth. Amen. Those harsh words are usually, when we find ourselves speaking harsh words, we are most definitely in our flesh. Amen. And we need to pull back and allow the Spirit to take control, because that is not God's way. His way is always going to be holy. His way is always going to be godly. And even when he is correcting us, generally it's not in harshness. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you, some gentle words of correction from God has me bawling in tears. He doesn't have to be harsh to do that. Correction is hard, especially when it's coming from your father. I know many times that my dad would correct me, my natural father would correct me, and it wasn't that he was yelling at me. It was just that I didn't mean to be wrong, but I found myself in a place where I was wrong. So I was hurt that I was wrong, and it wasn't just because I got caught in being wrong. And some of those instances, I really didn't even know that I was wrong, and yet I was wrong. And we find ourselves in that same place sometimes with the Lord. We will find ourselves in a place where we are wrong and being harsh, and then using those harsh words, amen, that stir up anger. That's one of those points where we're dead wrong. Amen. And we need to think about that. The word lets us know a soft answer turns away wrath. Amen. We're not trying to start a fight. We're not trying to start contention. What we are trying to start is a fire in the Holy Ghost. What we are trying to start is a revival in the midst of our cities. What we are trying to start, amen, is to help men see that Jesus is Lord, amen, that God is real, and that time is winding up. That's what we're trying to start. So we do have to watch our disposition and how we approach people. Glory to God. The word lets us know over and over again, amen. Verse 28 says, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer. And this is in that same Proverbs 15, verse 28. It says, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer. So we know if we say certain things in certain and with certain groups of people, how they will react, because we have been watching and observing, and we're listening to prompts from the Spirit of God as to how we ought to approach and what we ought to say. Amen. The Lord gives us wisdom from his Spirit. Glory to God. One of the gifts of the Spirit is a word of wisdom. He will give you wisdom if you ask for it, and he'll give you exactly what to say in the midst of anyone, whether it be your family, your children, and then your neighbors, or in the community, on your job. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. We're talking about being meek today, having a gentleness, amen, that comes to us by the Spirit of God, and it is a fruit of the Spirit. Blessed are the meek. They shall inherit the earth. Glory to God. Philippians 4, and I'm going to read 4 and 5. It says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'm sorry. And again, I say rejoice. Let your, the King James Version says, moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Amen. Another version actually translate that word moderation as gentleness. And we see in the Greek that it does also mean gentleness. It's the word epikase, and it means equitable, fair, or gentle, or even patient. Amen. So gentleness, equitableness, amen, fairness and patience is all a part of that gentleness of spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Titus 3:2 says, it lets us know that we should speak evil of no man. We should not be brawlers, but instead we should be gentle. And that word is epikasai. Again, we're using that word epikasai. And it also goes on to say, showing all meekness. That word for meekness is praeates, and that means gentleness through humility. Glory to God. Now, we had to humble ourselves to receive the Spirit of God. So we must remain humble so that the Spirit of God can use us as a vessel of righteousness and holiness. Amen. So we must beat down this flesh, amen, and allow the Spirit of gentleness, amen, to come forth through us, because it is a fruit, glory to God, of the Spirit of God that is in us. Glory to God. Amen. And in James 3:17, it says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle. Come on, here's that word again. And easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Glory to God. 1 Peter 3:15. I'm reading 3:15-17. And I know I have a lot of scriptures, but I want you to understand that word, meek. Glory to God. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. That word meekness in this scripture is proud. It's proud taste, and it means mildness by humility. Remember that other word, what was that? It was epi-i-case. It means, glory to God, humility. It means gentleness through humility. Well, this word also is for meekness, means mildness by humility. And we know that meekness is gentleness and mild disposition. Amen. So this definitely is a correct translation. Amen. So we are to give an answer to all who ask of us, of the hope that's in us, with meekness and the fear of the Lord, having a reverence for the Spirit of the Lord that is in us, knowing that it is God, amen, that he's the only one that has a hell and a heaven that he can put us in. The devil can't send us to hell. Only God can. Amen. So we reverence the Lord, realizing that he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and we want our reputations to remain intact and holy, and we also want to we want to miss out on those evil consequences. Glory to God. It's not worth it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to finish that verse, but it was 1 Peter 3:15-17, if you want to finish that. Amen. Galatians 6:1 says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you, and this is from the New King James, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Amen. And that, again, is a word for meekness, considering yourself yourself, lest you also be tempted. Amen. None of us can pretend that we have never sinned. Amen. So when we come across a brother or a sister, amen, who is caught up in a fault, the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of God lets us know, those of you who are spiritual, those that are mature in the faith, those of you that realize, amen, that we are just one step away from falling ourselves, amen, it is the Lord that is our keeper. Glory to God. We go to that one in the spirit of gentleness, amen, considering ourselves and restore them, amen. The word lets us know, amen. And lastly, this is the last verse I'm going to give you. It's from Colossians 4:6, and it says, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Glory to God. I have known a lot of people that always seemed to me were naturally meek. Amen. But when I talked to them, they was like, oh, no, this is discipline. Amen. So we do learn, amen, amen, in the Holy Ghost, we learn to discipline ourselves, because again, we are actually beating down our flesh, amen. And so that person let me know, oh no, this is me mortifying my flesh, this is me beating down my flesh, amen, and letting the Spirit of God, amen, take control, amen. That is what we have to do, and there is a blessing in it. The Word of God lets us know in Matthew 5:5, fortunate or happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. In Jesus' name, amen.